Israel's leader is confident, but President Biden is critical. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Victory is at hand. Victory is close.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu just told Fox they have to defeat Hamas. But as Israel readies a new offensive in Rafah inside Gaza, where a million plus Palestinians are sheltering as the Muslim month of Ramadan begins, a holy month, Netanyahu reacts to the president saying that would cross a red line.
To the extent that the world thinks that America and Israel are united, that helps the war effort. And it helps our effort to achieve victory and obviously the release of the hostages. To the extent that Hamas believes that there's daylight between us, that doesn't help.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is headed to Jamaica for a meeting of Caribbean leaders worried about gang violence and it could collapse Haiti's government.
It is so dangerous that U.S. Marines had to work overnight Saturday into Sunday to evacuate some embassy staff from Haiti under the cover of darkness. The national police there are struggling to retake streets from violent gangs.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. Five people are dead, including a small child, after a small plane crashed in Virginia. Boeing could be under more scrutiny over an issue, this time on a Dreamliner 787 in a LATAM Airlines flight from Australia to New Zealand. At least 50 people were injured when a technical problem caused the plane to drop.
You can likely imagine some of the injuries sustained from people to hit their head on the seat in front of them when the plane suddenly lost altitude, to having bags potentially fall on them, or even people hitting the ceiling of the plane as it quickly plummeted.
Fox's Alex Hogan. The plane landed safely. 13 of the injured were taken to hospitals. Oppenheimer won big at the Oscars on ABC. Seven Academy Awards, including Best Picture and Best Director for Christopher Nolan.
Movies are just a little bit over 100 years old. I mean, imagine being there 100 years into painting or theater. We don't know where this incredible journey is going from here.
Cillian Murphy, Robert Downey Jr. also won Oscars for acting in Oppenheimer. Emma Stone, Best Actress for Poor Things. America's listening to Fox News.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Federal authorities are now pressuring banks to spy on the transactions of conservatives. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and this is yet another reason why you need a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Secure your IRA or 401k right now. Text SHELTER to 989898 to request your free info kit right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Paid for by Birch Gold Group.
It was State of the Union fallout over the weekend. President Biden went on MSNBC, clarifying his remark during Thursday's speech about Laken Riley, whose name he mispronounced. He called her alleged killer and a Georgia murderer an illegal.
An undocumented person. And I shouldn't have used illegal. It's undocumented.
Now, former President Trump met with Laken Riley's parents over the weekend. He blames Biden policies for allowing the alleged killer into the U.S. Republican Senator Katie Britt also clarifying what she said in her State of the Union response.
In an interview on Fox News Sunday, Senator Katie Britt defended using a story of a sex trafficking survivor during her State of the Union response, despite the incident not occurring during the Biden administration. Britt says she was trying to bring awareness to the issue that she says has gotten worse under the president.
Under 2018, it was a $500 million industry, human trafficking by the drug cartels. It is now a $13 billion industry.
The senator's response was mocked by Saturday Night Live over the weekend, but Texas Republican Congressman Chip Roy accuses GOP leadership of not, quote, fact-checking the speech to help protect her from making an error with an outdated anecdote. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
We mentioned the Oscars earlier. Now the box office.
Kung Fu Panda 4 had an impressive showing in its first weekend in theaters.
Being the dragon warrior, it's who I am. Skadoosh.
The film starring Jack Black raked in $58.3 million. In second place, Dune Part 2. It got $46 million in its second weekend in theaters. And in third place, the supernatural horror film Imaginary, opening with $10 million in sales. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could drop to start the week. Futures are down well over 100 points for the Dow on top of modest losses in the market last week. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Residents of Illinois preparing not only for the emergence of millions of cicadas from their underground homes this year, but another species set to return to the state, red-winged blackbirds. The red-winged blackbird, aggressive bird species, has been known to dive bomb anyone who comes near its nest. City officials in Decatur say there's no truth to rumors. The city looking at former Cub Foods building as a shelter for thousands of migrants. Rumors have spread on social media recently and alleged the building would house 2,000 migrants. Illinois has historic funding for construction projects under the Rebuild Illinois plan, but industry leaders believe thousands of engineering jobs will stay unfilled if state lawmakers don't help with the workforce development. The American Council of Engineering Companies of Illinois proposing a tax credit worth 10% of the salary for region graduates of Illinois engineering schools and 5% of the salary for graduates from schools in other states. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim.
All right, thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. ESPN 93.5. We jump in on our meteorologist, Greg Solier, who had a big birthday celebration
yes,
over the weekend.
It's true.
Celebrate that here in a second. all our guests on the Tabman's Toy and Phone Line. So we had, was it Mark Rubel?
Yes.
Passed away. He was known for Pogo.
Yes, Pogo Studios. Just a music pioneer and known for his work in Captain Rad and the Blind Rivets. And people can chime in if they have a Mark story at 359-2255. A director of education at the Blackbird Academy in Nashville, developing a music producing program for lots of students who are coming up. Pogo Studios was located on Taylor Street in downtown Champaign. He produced a lot of recordings over 33 years.
Pogo, I'd known they'd record a lot of young artists and prominent people as well. So our thoughts and prayers with Mark Rubel's family. All right, it's Greg Solier, our weatherman, our weather dude who celebrated another birthday. I think he's 40 or 39 or some such number. I can't remember. But I know.
Oh, you might have to add a decade or two on top of that. But, you know, younger at heart. For each year I turn, the Mrs. Weather Forecaster says I act a year younger, but that started at like 10, so, you know.
All
you
right.
Know what I mean.
Yes, I do, sir. It's our meteorologist, Greg Solier. We're going to be really nice this week and cold again after that, so it's spring.
Yeah, we got a pattern shift. Yeah, pattern shift coming. Told you that this was, officially the start of springtime around here. We'll certainly feel like that here good part of this week, but we do see a pattern shift around these parts, and nice to get some couple of days worth of dry time, although we're certainly well ahead of the schedule. The average start for field work around here is still a good probably solid month away, at least from a planning standpoint, and so it goes. The rains that we had here Friday winding out by the weekend had 3/4 to an inch plus on those, so those will certainly help out with any dryness issues northwest and south of Champaign proper. Sun is out, the breeze is south, and temperatures of 34 degrees will climb to 63 today. The average high this time of the year at about 46, 47, so better than 15 above average. Gusty south-southwest wind above 30 miles per hour this afternoon. South wind tonight, mild, 41. Tomorrow, warm at 68, maybe 70 south of Champaign County, with sunshine and a stiff southwest wind. There may be a shower late tomorrow night, and Wednesday kind of frontal boundary slowly strung out north and west, slowly taking its time coming through, so multiple rounds of shower activity. Spotty initially Wednesday, early and late with a high near 70. Widespread Thursday, the high 65 to 70. And then cooler weather for Friday with still a couple of showers around at 54. More rain back in late Saturday. Conceivable Sunday, maybe Monday of next week, a snowflake not too far north and northwest of us with 30s at night. Daytime readings in the low to mid 50s. For Stevie J Broadcasting and Meteorologist, Greg Solier.
All right, so immigration. You need to hear this from somebody you might recognize.
This is not going to be a free ride. It's not going to be some instant amnesty. What's going to happen is you are going to pay a significant fine. You are going to learn English. You are going to go to the back of the line so that you don't get ahead of somebody who was in Mexico City applying legally. But after you've done these things over a certain period of time, you can earn your citizenship. So that it's not something that is guaranteed or automatic. You've got to earn it. But over time, you give people an opportunity. Now, it only works, though, if you do all the pieces. I think the American people, they appreciate and believe in immigration, but they can't have a situation where you just have 500,000 people pouring over the border.
500,000.
Without any kind of mechanism to control it. So we've got to deal with that at the same time as we deal in a humane fashion with folks who have put down roots here, have become our neighbors, have become our friends. They may have children who are U.S. citizens. That's the kind of comprehensive approach that we have to take.
Okay, so that was Barack Obama 14 short years ago. He was 2009. He'd have to go on TV and apologize. Mm. He'd have to go on TV and apologize for such insensitive remarks today.
Right.
I mean, it's just some of the things that these folks used to say, and they just completely flip-flopped because of the pressure from the far left. There is just no doubt about it. I mean, you can go back. That's the beauty of videotape.
Mm-hmm.
Is you can go and figure out what the heck happened to him. I mean, was the pressure that much?
We need to address the issue of immigration and the challenge we have of undocumented people in our country. We certainly don't want any more coming in.
Illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple. Until the American people are convinced that we will stop future flows of illegal immigration, we will make no progress on dealing with the millions of illegal immigrants who are here now, and on rationalizing our system of legal immigration. When we use phrases like undocumented workers, we convey a message to the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration.
So that's Chuck Schumer a few years ago. President Biden said, I shouldn't have used legal. I should have said undocumented. He said, that means your government's not serious. When we say undocumented, we're not serious about... Yeah. So it's just dizzying.
This headline, Biden torched for claiming undocumented immigrants who built this country after saying the same of the middle class.
I don't know. I mean, I am pro immigration legally. Why is that so radical?
Right.
Just come in the front door. Sit down. Got a few things you need to ask questions. You fill out the paperwork. Go through the process.
And when addressing Lake and Riley's murder suspect, illegal, that was true.
He isn't illegal. But now it's just, you can't say that word. I don't know. How crazy can language get to where we can't say certain words because they'll trigger them? What are we talking about?
I know.
Stop it. 8:13, we jump to morning sports. Illinois in a nice win in Iowa. Coach Brad Underwood summed it all up after the game.
Oh, 20 of these. Long regular season. I think it's my hat's off to our players. And I'm going to use a term that I, for lack of a better term, and we kind of practiced angry for a couple of days. We had a couple of really, really hard practices after the Purdue game. And I thought we guarded Purdue very well. But to come in here against a team that's been very hot, team that is, in my opinion, one of the best offensive teams in the country, a team that is extremely explosive, and to hold them to 61, I thought we fought on the boards. It was nice to see Quincy get back to his rebounding prowess that he's capable of. It wasn't a pretty game offensively for us. I thought they did a great job on Marcus. You know, night we didn't get a lot of three-point opportunities. We had to drive the ball and get the ball to the paint. Dane Deja was electric on both ends of the court, not just offensively, but his presence defensively. I thought our bench, again, was fantastic. We went to them early. They deserved the right to play. They've been incredible, incredible 2 days of practice for them. So, you know, you always feel good about 14 wins in this league. It's not where we wanted to be at the top, but it's 20 games, and there's always going to be some roller coaster rides throughout that process. But now it's postseason play, and we'll take it one game at a time.
You betcha. And Brad Underwood, the winningest coach in the Big Ten over the last five seasons. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
We got to make a little bit of a run here in March. We need to go to the Sweet 16 and then see what happens. But, boy, That's the challenge now. We're good enough. We totally are good enough. Last year, I didn't feel that. Whole Matthew Meyer, Red Bull, this
monster. Monster Matthew.
Whatever
Meyer.
It was.
Lots of caffeine. It was, caffeine
and we still won 20 games. It was just kind of an odd year.
Right.
And then you had the guy, the guard, leave in the middle of the season. And
yeah, Curbelo.
No, that was the freshman kid. Oh. See how easily we forget. And, of course, Jaden Epps then became the guard. But
Sky Clark. Pulled that one out.
Well, good work. Jaden Epps left, went to Georgetown.
Right.
Anyway, so it's just...
We had some shifts to deal with.
It was just odd. So, and we still won 20. This year's team, I think all of us believe we're good enough to win two games in the NCAA tournament. So let's get that done.
But the first thing is the Big Ten tournament, and we'll be in the quarterfinal round Friday as a number two seed playing either Ohio State, who beat Rutgers yesterday 73-51, or Iowa, that we took down and led by as many as 21 points, but a little nerve-wracking towards the end of the game when, what was it, 4 points?
Yeah, 51-47.
Oh, God.
Well, we stretched it out. I think Marcus Damask hit a fadeaway from about 18 feet, and I was about to say, that's the best shot we can. It swished right in.
Yeah.
Back at the almost three-point line.
Sometimes that's the thing that changed the momentum.
It felt like that, really, because that, I think, stretched it to 10.
That's right.
Anyway, Illinois wins. Hard to win in Iowa City, and we did.
So let's look forward to the game on Friday. I don't know what time that'll be.
It'll be 5:30.
Okay.
They're putting Purdue, I think, at 11 a.m.
I see.
I believe we get a 5:30 game.
Well, we know how those feel because it seems like we've always had these morning games forever.
I think your whole thing, the rhythm of everything is for these young guys. I don't think 11's a great time. 5:30 is when we'll play, but look at the other way. Purdue, if they win, probably will. They'll have more time to rest.
Yeah.
If you play the next day, then you play the next day. So that's the advantage of being the one.
Big Ten women's basketball had Iowa beating Nebraska 94-89. You say Caitlin Clark came out a little on
no,
a
she
dry
was
spell
not.
In the
very, they were joking that she hadn't set her clock ahead and was totally off the first half. Second half, she was Caitlin Clark.
Okay. So. Well, number one, South Carolina beat LSU. That final was 79-72 with six ejections in that game in the SEC final.
All right, Busey's Money Manager, part of the online and mobile e-banking platforms, is a powerful tool that allows you to visualize and better understand your finances through a variety of features, like cash flow. Money Manager provides a visualization of spending and income trends, allowing you to better manage. So you say, man, I didn't know I did that much at TJ Maxx. I didn't. Wow, I'm doing that every month. Didn't know I do that much on coffee.
Quit looking over here.
I'm not looking over there. I'm keeping my head down. I got blinders on, and I should talk. The mobile-friendly interactive spending wheel shows spending by percentage and total amount in designated categories over a 1 to 6 month view. You get a picture. Mm-hmm. Create a customized budget. Track net worth. Busey's happy to help you. It's in Money Manager. If you go to Busey.com, poke around in there. There's a lot of resources. I can really help you grab hold of this thing and say, I had no idea I spent that much at Napa Auto Park, buying all that. You can track your net worth, retirement planning, overall wealth management, track net worth, retirement planning, overall wealth management. One place. At Busey, they're proud to offer convenient digital banking platforms that enhance their customers' user experience. Go to Busey.com, get started today. Explore Busey.com. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. All right, 217-359-2255. You want to text us this morning about anything we talked about?
Got a few political comments coming in here.
Get that going in just a moment. Stand by. We'll check your weather. And again, if we're going to be 68 to 72 over the next few days, enjoy. But then back to like 40.
You're right.
That's all right. That's all right. We do it. That.
First 3 days of the week going to be great.
Going to be awesome. So get outside and give yourself some of that vitamin D sunlight.
Absolutely.
819.
So we'll get everyone. Let's check weather for you. Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana vicinity. Windy, warm one getting going as the afternoon high progresses. 63 later on this afternoon. On a southwest wind, 15 to 25 and gusty to 30 miles per hour and higher with sun-filled skies. Mostly clear tonight. Breezy night has cooled down to about 41, 42 for the day tomorrow. That southwest wind continues on at 15 to 25, gust above 30 miles per hour and a high 68 to 70. Clouds rolling tomorrow night. Breezy, low down to 48 and a shower with right after midnight for the day on Wednesday. windy and seasonally mild, partly sunny. A couple of showers around boarding aboard. So late in the day, high temperature up around 70 degrees. 67 with some showers and thunderstorms Thursday. Little shower activity still lingers Friday. Much cooler air, but still above average. After 67 degree readings on Thursday, it's 54 on Friday, and even chillier weather shaping up for the back end of the weekend. Little rain late Saturday into Sunday. A couple of snowflakes north of Champaign with a weekend high of 57 on Saturday, a Sunday high of 50 degrees. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm Peter Rochus, Greg Solgay.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
A proposed hotel merger is dead. Choice Hotels, parent company of Quality Inn, Comfort Inn, and other brands, is abandoning its $7 billion takeover offer for Wyndham Hotels and Resorts. Wyndham is parent company of La Quinta, Ramada, Days Inn, and Super 8. Choice had been attempting to take over Wyndham for about a year. Wyndham's board rejected the proposed deal, saying it was too low and also might not receive approval of regulators. Bitcoin is trading over $71,000 this morning after UK regulators allowed some crypto-related investments. Reddit is preparing to launch its stock. It plans to offer 22 million shares on the New York Stock Exchange, priced at $31 to $34 a share. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week. Every week, we check in with Jimmy Fallon, bring in authors for The Book Club, and even treat some of your favorite Fox personalities to a very special happy hour. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Kennedy Saves the World. America's listening to Fox News.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years' experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
The average American throws away almost 5 pounds of trash per day, half which ends up in a landfill. At 2 Men in a Junk Truck, when we pick up your unwanted furniture, appliances, trash, and office equipment, we make it a priority to divert those items from your local landfill. 2 Men in a Junk Truck, looking for partners that share our vision of environmental responsibility. If you and your organization can reuse, upcycle, recycle some of these items, we would love to work with you. Contact us at 2menandajunktruck.com. We want to make room for what matters most.
All right, 217-359-2255. I'm Stevie J. There's Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
It is Monday. This is March 11th?
Yes.
I'm guessing. All right, some texts coming in.
Democrats always moving the goalposts. and changing the rules on the fly. It's rather disgusting. You call them out for it and they deflect on any question. They're playing us, tell us what we want to hear, then get into office and then change it. So I guess we're talking mainly in this text about immigration.
Well, their stuff is out there. The real issue is where's the principle? Where's the integrity? Where's the this is what I believe? Or do you? You just stick your finger in the air and wet it and say, okay, wind's blowing this way. This is who I am. That happens. I mean, politicians, they say if the parade's already left, politician jumps in front and pretends they're leading it. That's just kind of the thing. I get it, but not very impressive when you have to flip-flop on about everything based on the current trend of belief. Well, how we've changed the English language mm-hmm. is just too much. And I believe I'm in the 80 percentile on that one.
All right.
You can't say something because you're going to trigger somebody else's emotional from something that can't say illegal
too
anymore.
Too politically correct. I don't know how we got this way.
Well, it just evolved, and then people that believed that with all their heart and mind got into some power. And then the media has totally jumped on and totally bought in. And yeah, so we've got X out there, formerly Twitter. And that's, and of course, now everybody, the woke people can't stand Elon Musk.
Right.
So here's a list from a liberal on the things Donald Trump wants to do.
And here are the first 15 promises he has made if he is reelected. You may have heard of Project 2025, but this is from Agenda 47. And you can read all of these on his website. First, he promises that he will carry out the largest domestic deportation operation in history. He will also ask for the death sentence for anyone convicted of human trafficking. He will close...
That would sure be a deterrent. Death penalty if you do human trafficking? Mm. You know, there's a consequence for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it is.
How egregious is human trafficking is slavery? I mean, there should be, if you want to put death penalty, I mean, that would make you think if you're involved in that.
The Department of Education and return all education standards to the states to decide.
What's wrong with that? We ought to make all politics local. Let our mm-hmm. state be in charge mm-hmm. of our own education. I like that.
He will put prayer back into school.
All right, I'm in on that one. We need that one probably as big as anything. Prayer.
He will criminalize any race-based advantage programs. He will end the Affordable Care Act. He will ban gender-affirming care for adults and children, and he will ban any federal dollars from going towards gender-affirming care, which means anyone with government-provided health care will no longer be able to access gender-affirming care except for Viagra and Cialis. Those will still be available. He will propose a constitutional amendment that gives a term limit to Congress.
Yay! Go home! Let's switch you out. Thanks mm-hmm. for your service. Here's mm-hmm. your ribbon. Thank you.
He will deploy the Department of Justice to investigate the Biden crime family and any of his adversaries or political rivals. He will immediately pardon all of the January 6thers, and he will create a task force to investigate anyone who arrested, charged, or imprisoned a January 6er.
Well, that's another thing. You can't talk about January 6er. You are just misinformed, and you are an idiot, and you don't under. Did you see the story that came out last night, how they hid the fact that Donald Trump had asked for up to 10,000 National Guard to protect the Capitol? And the January 6th committee didn't bother to bring it up?
Huh.
There's testimony. It was released, the transcript from the testimony, at Donald Trump, and that they turned him down. Nancy Pelosi is in charge of the Capitol. So there's a lot more to this. And you've been trained. You can't say anything about that or the election or else. So it's crazy.
He will increase the penalties for underage criminal offenders, strengthen immunity for...
We got an issue with the 15-year-old. We got a real issue with the 15. I don't know the answer, but I know we have a lot of 14, 15, 16-year-olds committing felonies. So he's trying to increase the penalties on that.
Police officers and deploy the National Guard to patrol woke cities. On day one, he will reassess our participation in NATO and says that every European country needs to pay the United States for protection.
I think it's more pay your share for protection for the whole, all of us instead of the USA paying all the time everything.
He will also restore the wonderful travel ban for Muslims coming to America.
Probably certain people that you have concerns about?
He will build freedom cities. This is
What's that going to be like? Freedom City? Can I be mayor of Freedom City?
New cities built on federal land. He will award them to areas with the best development proposals, and he will prioritize moving young families to these freedom cities. He will kill all e-vehicles and e-vehicle legislation, seeking to replace that with the development of a flying car.
You can't do EVs without China and cobalt, and that's horrible for the environment. So I don't know why we're ignoring all that.
He believes that we could create a car that vertically takes off.
You can't. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff like that. A helicopter goes straight up. He thinks cars can. I don't care. We have to figure that one out.
Wow.
Who do you trust driving an airplane car? It's got to be like an FAA thing, isn't
right.
it? Right. Okay, we will. That's on Donald Trump's website.
Okay.
And there's a whole lot in there I like a lot. All right, be right back. It's ESPN 93.5, 8:30 in Champaign-Urbana, March 11th. It's Monday. Big Ten tournament starts on Wednesday. Illinois plays Friday at 5:30 against the winner of Ohio State. Iowa will be right back. It's now 8:30 in Champaign-Urbana.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. It's the start of the Muslim holy month Ramadan with no ceasefire deal reached between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's committed to a military operation at some point in the southern Gaza city, Rafah, over Biden administration objections.
This would be equivalent to saying, you know, after the Allies fought back, gone through Normandy, went through Germany, and you'd say, well, we'll leave a quarter of the Nazi army in place and we won't go into Berlin, the last stronghold.
Prime Minister Netanyahu on Fox and Friends. Oppenheimer wins 7 Oscars, including Best Picture, Best Director Chris Nolan, actor Cillian Murphy, and supporting actor Robert Downey Jr. saying about the experience.
It was fantastic, and I stand here before you a better man because of it.
The Academy Awards on ABC. Emma Stone wins Best Actress for Poor Things. Davine Joyce, Best Supporting Actress for The Holdovers. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Dave Deere was announced it was cutting back one of its production shifts at its Normal facility. Electric vehicle startup Rivian launching 2 new product lines, one of those lines built at the Normal plant. Rivian officials say the new product will be lines based on a new midsize platform. The new midsize SUV, dubbed the R2, will have a starting price at about $45,000. A bill that would require social media sites to pay for news content from other media sites, stirring debate in Springfield. The state Senate bill would create a structure for online news outlets to negotiate with social media platforms for compensation whenever news from their site shared on another site. City of Champaign switching to a new cybersecurity provider later this month, thanks to a measure approved by the Champaign City Council. City Council approving a 3-year agreement with the cybersecurity company Field Effect at its meeting last week. The city will pay $64,270 annually each year for that contract. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, and this Saturday, warm weather expected the front part of the week, wet weather the middle and late parts of the week, and a pattern shift in some colder weather ahead for late in the weekend and early next week as well, so the roller coaster ride continues on. Windy, warmer for the day today, sun-filled and 63. That southwest wind will run 15 to 25, gusts 30 to 35 later this morning and this afternoon in particular. Lows tonight with mostly clear sky and a southwest breeze down to 41. Tomorrow, windy, mild, mostly sunny, back up to around 68. Southwest wind still gusty 15 to 25 and up to 30 miles per hour in gusts. Clouds roll in tomorrow night, maybe shower after midnight, lows upper 40s, and maybe a shower thunderstorm around both morning and late afternoon. Wednesday, the high around 70. Showers and thunderstorms for Thursday at 67. Much cooler weather in the 50s with a couple of spells of shower activity, especially in the afternoon on Friday. Saturday, a little rain late in the day, maybe a shower on Sunday. Weekend highs 57 on Saturday, 50 on Sunday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Hi, this is Steve from Good Vibes.
And I'm Luke Goody from your men's basketball team.
So, Luke, you're what, about 6'7"?
Yeah, why?
Because size matters in basketball and video.
I know it's easier to shoot over a smaller guy.
And it's easier to see every detail on the biggest screen. That's why we brought in Sony's 98-inch Bravia. Unbelievable TV for gaming and sports.
That's not taller than me, though, is it?
No, but it's 8 inches wider than you are high. It is large and in charge.
All right, so it's big. Does it lose something blown up that size?
Nope. The Sony Cognitive Processor delivers wide dynamic contrast, billions of natural colors, and high peak brightness all the way to the corners over 8 feet apart.
So all that means is it's expensive, right?
$69.99 isn't cheap, but it's less than a good projector and screen, and it works in bright rooms.
So how much am I getting paid for this commercial again?
Well, not that much, Luke, but with your good credit, it's under $650 a month with 0%, including tax and installation by Good Vibes Experts.
Urbana Park District needs you this summer. Crystal Lake Family Aquatic Center is now open, and a few more lifeguards are needed. No experience, no problem. Aquatic staff will train you and get you certified. This is a great job for those 15 years of age or older and adults looking for a side gig or seasonal job. To apply, go to urbanaparks.org and fill out an application. If you have questions, call the Park District, 217-367-1544. Urbana Park District, you belong here. urbanaparks.org.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm Home and Auto Insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw is ready to help you combine home and auto and save right here in Champaign-Urbana. Call 352-1411 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
What does the Apple Dumplin' Restaurant offer?
The Apple Dumplin' serves up homemade favorites. Fried chicken, sandwiches, delicious chicken and noodles, beef and noodles, meatloaf, all kinds of comfort food.
And of course, the Apple Dumplin' with a scoop of ice cream, perhaps.
Visit this community treasure if you're looking for great people, great atmosphere, and great food in Urbana.
The Apple Dumplin' Restaurant, open Tuesdays through Saturdays with a lunch buffet on Sundays. On High Cross Road in Urbana, you can look up the Apple Dumplin' on Facebook.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Well, Mark Rubel, former member of the band Captain Rad and the Blind Rivets, many of you have seen many times, passed away in the last 2 days at the age of 65. And I remember in 1983, I was a young disc jockey doing sports. And I was in the elevator, Memorial Stadium, with the unbelievable football team that we had that year. We beat all other Big Ten teams, first and only time it's ever happened, 9-0, against every other Big Ten football team with Mike White. And I'm in the elevator with Les Grobstein, if anybody remembers the name. He was a sports guy for WLS in Chicago.
Okay.
He worked with Larry Lujack in the morning. I said, Les, you got to hear this. You got to hear this song.
It's the Fighting Illini of Pasadena.
Done by Captain Rat and the Blind Rivets. WLS started playing it because I handed the cassette. It was a cassette. And they took it to Chicago and it got airplay. That's my contribution to their band. Really a lot of fun. Don Gerard, who's in the music scene all his life and former mayor of Champaign. Mayor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am blessed and highly favored on this sunny Monday morning.
Well, your thoughts. I never ran into Mark Rubel. I don't know how that happened.
Okay.
But your thoughts on his passing and Captain Rat and the music scene.
You know, the one thing I think about when I think about Mark that was really a lifelong lesson. And, you know, I took his recording class. Captain Rat played at one of our high school dances. I was a freshman in 83 with season tickets for football. So, of course, you know, all that fun. But I remember one time Mark told us, like we thought we were veterans in the music scene, but we were just, you know, in our early 20s or whatever. But he said, you know, no matter how bad things get, you know, the band breaks down, the club stiffs you, this or that, if you get through it, you're going to have a good story to tell.
Yeah, sure.
And I just thought about that, how that, you know, throughout my life, it's like, if you get through it, you got a good story to tell. And he couldn't be more right. And it's, you know, it applies to, you know, if you're a high school athlete or something, you're not going to remember the games necessarily, but you can remember the bus trips. You're going to remember the funny things that happened in the locker room. You're going to, you know, how really, you know, that was sort of his philosophy. And I tell you what, there wasn't a kinder man who ever walked this earth. He always was so humble and just so kind to everyone. And, you know, like I said, the big lesson I learned from him is that, you know, just get through and have a good story to tell.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, Champaign-Urbana has had its share of superstars pass through, huh? Man, we've had some people.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, and he's just absolute landmark. I mean, back in the day, back when I was a kid working at the old Blind Pig, you know, where Cowboy Monkey is now, before it even expanded into the barber shop, you know, Mark was living there on Taylor Street. It was, you know, there was only a couple of things. It was dead downtown, but Pogo Studios was there and something was always going on. And I was, you know, I was blessed to have the opportunity to jump up on stage and goof around with Captain Rat or spend time in the studio, either observing or participating in, different recording sessions. And Mark himself too, you know, he wasn't just Captain Rat. I mean, he played with Rock City Rebels. He'd sit in and fill in with anyone. He was, in addition to being a studio wizard, just an absolute remarkable musician as well.
And you played around, right? You were in bands, didn't you have a band?
What were some of your bands, Don?
I was in a band called The Moon Seven Times. Rhino just reissued all of our three albums. So you can find those on Apple and Spotify and stuff. And I was in a band called Steve Pride and Flood Kin with another wonderful musician, Jay Bennett, who we lost about 12 years ago. Mm-hmm. There's a wonderful documentary about him, Where Are You, Jay Bennett? And that, you know, I played with him in the band called Steve Pride and Flood Kin. We used to open up for Wilco and stuff. But yeah, you know, I played a bunch of stinky little punk bands and different things.
Fun. What was it? You play the guitar?
Bass guitar.
And see, that was Mark's instrument, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Somewhere I have a picture of myself in Pogo Studio holding. He had like a, like, you know, they're short scale basses for smaller people and kids or whatever. But he had like that giant bass, and I have a picture of me holding that ridiculous thing somewhere.
Well, it talks about Pogo Studio 1980 through 2013 in this article, including Alison Krauss coming through, you know, Rascal Flatts, Fall Out Boy, Ludacris, of course, was in our Champaign-Urbana area until I think he was 14 and moved to Atlanta. But, you know, so much talent in our area, and he was a part of that. And then jumped over to Nashville to Blackbird for a while too, right?
Yep. Yeah, he was down. He was down in Nashville. Victor Krauss, actually, Allison's brother, who is now playing with Allison and Robert Plant, you know, Victor has a studio down there and lives there, Nashville, with his family. So he was, you know, he was very close with Mark as well.
Well, and your connections through your record service chapter of life too. So many musicians in and out of record service back in the day.
Oh yeah, Jeff Evans, who played drums with Captain Rat before his tragic passing a couple of years ago, or last year, I guess. You know, I worked with him at Record Service, so when he joined Captain Rat, so that was always fun to hear the stories. And if they were playing close by, just go and
hang out. Bust their door down.
Bust your door down. That's right.
Just so many great memories. And when I think of my days and Mabel's and Trino's and some of these, you know, hot spots back in the early 90s where I was following a lot of these bands. And, you know, we had a mutual friend in Tony Poulos who was helping book a lot of these bands. And, you know, just so many memories with you, Don. And I want to thank you for all you've done in our music industry to be a foundation in our town of great talent.
Oh, I just stumbled along in the current, but thank you for your kind words.
Hey, before I let you go, trivia. Champagne, tell me who the band is here.
Okay.
The album was named Tornado.
Young as we are, wish on a star.
Who is that? Is that... It's not Dan Fogelberg, is it?
No, it's Gwen by The Ship.
Oh, The Ship! Yeah. That's a rare record.
Who was that? That was the 70s, right?
Right.
Yeah, that was a little bit before my time. I kind of came up behind. I graduated high school in 83, so I was sort of playing in bands right around 83, 84, 85. So that was a little bit before my time, but I remember we were kind of in the wake of all that. The stuff, the Stabs in the Dark compilation that Mark had a big hand in putting together that had a lot of local bands and stuff. Really tremendous.
217, David says, I have this album.
Is that right?
That's hilarious. All right.
Now we're getting some text in too. One of my favorite instructors at Parkland College. Almost everything I know about sound and recording, I learned from Mark. He was such a big impact, far reaching. So thanks, Terrence, for texting in about that. Yeah, 359-2255. We're saluting Mark Rubel and so many in our past that have been such great influences of music in our area.
Well, Don Gerard, you're cool. You got the cool factor, brother. Appreciate you jumping on this morning, Mayor, and nice talking to you and remembering.
I appreciate you guys thinking of me, and Godspeed. Like I said, for as much music as Mark was participating, I think kindness was even more.
That's
so.
Awesome.
He was just, I never saw it. No one could ever say they saw him mad or upset or, always just an even keel, glasses half full kind of guy.
Absolutely.
Right. Thanks, Don Gerard. Thanks for being on. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
Former mayor of Champaign as well.
And a go Cubs from Don, too, I'm sure, on US 105.9. Looking forward to the Cubs. Oh, you got Blackbird for the Blackbird Academy Take Studio.
Broken wings and learn to fly.
All right, we'll be back. ESPN 93.5.
All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life, you are only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the line of a dark black night.
Join us for the third annual Inspire Your Wedding Showcase at the Orpheum, Saturday, March 23rd, 2 to 5 p.m. in Champaign, Illinois. With the passion for the wedding industry, I wanted to bring a different format to Central Illinois vendors and couples. Our premier wedding expo is an interactive, immersive, and inspirational experience to connect, learn, and book wedding vendors, as well as learn new 2024 trends, get inspired table design looks, bridal, groom, mom fashion ideas, and walk away with a swag bag filled with goodies. Head to inspireyour.com to get your showcase ticket.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
At Pards in Urbana, the boots just keep on coming. They're known for their huge collection of men's cowboy boots, women's cowgirl boots, kids' boots, and even shoes. If you're searching for top footwear brands, look no further than Pards. They carry a wide variety, including Ariat, Dan Post, Smoky Mountain, Roper, Double H, and more. And if socks or accessories are what you need, they've got all your high-quality essentials. Since 1968, Pards has been serving their customers with high-quality merchandise. And if you haven't been to Pards in a while, a lot has changed. Go check them out just off University Avenue in Urbana.
Tapman's Towing team of experienced tow professionals is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
At the artist Phil Strang owned Record Service, I do believe, back in the day. Good guy. 11 before 9, thanks to Mayor Don Girard for jumping on about the music scene.
And yeah, we're getting some comments about that.
Mark Rubel.
At the age of 65, and his sister Sasha was sharing things on Facebook about what happened on Friday night. Number 12, Illinois over Iowa, 73-61, led by as many as 21, and then a little closer towards the end of the game, but we came out on top. Terrence Shannon Jr. with 25 points in that. We're 23-8 on the season, 14-6 as we head into Friday's quarterfinal in Minneapolis for the Big Ten tournament as the number 2 seed, taking on either Iowa or Ohio State. When it comes to women's basketball, the Illini were out early on. The Big Ten tournament went on to see Iowa as the winners over Nebraska 94-89 in women's basketball. The SEC final had South Carolina over LSU 79-72, 6 ejections in that game. That's essentially sports. I know our golf team is in action today. If you want to follow that, they're out of Georgia with 14 programs competing, 6 out of the Big Ten.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business, as well as Central Illinois employees dedicated to providing you with professional installation and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at kramersiding.com.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control, but there are steps that you can take to plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
So we'll get everyone this check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, vicinity. Windy, warm one getting going as the afternoon high progresses. 63 later on this afternoon on a southwest wind 15 to 25 and gusty to 30 miles per hour and higher with sun-filled skies. Mostly clear tonight. Breezy night has cooled down to about 41, 42 for the day tomorrow. That southwest wind continues on at 15 to 25, gust above 30 miles per hour and a high 68 to 70. Clouds rolling tomorrow night. Breezy, low down to 48 and a shower with right after midnight for the day on Wednesday. Windy and seasonally mild, partly sunny. A couple of showers around boarding and more so late in the day. High temperature up around 70 degrees. 67 with some showers and thunderstorms Thursday. Little shower activity still lingers Friday. Much cooler air, but still above average. After 67 degree readings on Thursday, it's 54 on Friday. And even chillier weather shaping up for the back end of the weekend. Little rain late Saturday into Sunday. A couple snowflakes north of Champaign with a weekend high of 57 on Saturday. A Sunday high of 50 degrees. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm Peter Rochus, Greg Solgay.
Looking for a place to host a corporate meeting, intimate gathering, or a large-scale celebration? If so, the University of Illinois' Alice Campbell Alumni Center offers the perfect space and staff to make your function a success. A few rooms offered at the center include the elegant ballroom, the Richmond Family Gallery, and the Premier and Professional Executive Boardroom. For more information on renting a space at the Alice Campbell Alumni Center, visit uiaa.org/alumni-center or call 1-800-355-2586. Go Illini!
Bring on spring. Get the light and delicious Greek pizza topped with premium mozzarella, feta, new sliced Kalamata olives, diced tomatoes, mild peppers, and red onions. It's the best Detroit-style pizza around with a crispy, crunchy, cheesy crust to the edge. Hurry in and enjoy a large Greek Detroit-style pizza for $16.99. Code word Greek. Jets. Better because it has to be.
Illini fans, this year we celebrate the 100th anniversary of Memorial Stadium for the 2024 Fighting Illini football season. Season tickets for the 2024 football season are on sale now, and Illini fans who renew their season tickets by February 1st are eligible to win amazing prizes, memorabilia, and experiences. Secure your season tickets for homecoming, Dad's Day, and a special rededication of Memorial Stadium on October 19th against Michigan. Visit FightingIllini.com for more information.
Hi, this is Troy Lands from Lands Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. With colder temperatures here, let's make sure your heating system is operating at its best. At Lands, you can join our comfort family and get exclusive savings and support to keep your heating system in tip-top shape this winter and all year round. Our plans offer tune-ups, discounts on repair, and even lifetime system enhancements. Plus, we back up our equipment with labor warranty when we install it. Find out more about our comfort family maintenance plans at LandsInc.com. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business, as well as Central Illinois employees dedicated to providing you with professional installation and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
All right. We will talk again in the morning. Thank you, Diane Ducey.
Enjoy the day.
It's Lon and Derek this afternoon on The Drive After 3. Have a great Monday.
Join us for the third annual Inspire Your Wedding Showcase at the Orpheum, Saturday, March 23rd, 2 to 5 p.m. in Champaign, Illinois. With the passion for the wedding industry, I wanted to bring a different format to Central Illinois vendors and couples. Our premier wedding expo is an interactive, immersive, and inspirational experience to connect, learn, and book wedding vendors, as well as learn new 2024 trends, get inspired table design looks, bridal, groom, mom fashion ideas, and walk away with a swag bag filled with goodies. Head to inspireyour.com to get your showcase ticket.
Bring on spring. Get the light and delicious Greek pizza topped with premium mozzarella, feta, new sliced Kalamata olives, diced tomatoes, mild peppers, and red onions. It's the best Detroit-style pizza around with a crispy, crunchy, cheesy crust to the edge. Hurry in and enjoy a large Greek Detroit-style pizza for $16.99. Code word Greek. Jets. Better because it has to be.
At Pards in Urbana, the boots just keep on coming. They're known for their huge collection of men's cowboy boots, women's cowgirl boots, kids' boots, and even shoes. If you're searching for top footwear brands, look no further than Pards. They carry a wide variety, including Ariat, Dan Post, Smoky Mountain, Roper, Double H, and more. And if socks or accessories are what you need, they've got all your high-quality essentials. Since 1968, Pards has been serving their customers with high-quality merchandise. And if you haven't been to Pards in a while, a lot has changed. Go check them out just off University Avenue in Urbana.
Are you tired of shivering in the winter? Look no further than your local heroes at ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. Hi, this is Gina inviting you to give us a call at 217-352-5400 to book your appointment to make sure your furnaces run safely and efficiently this winter. We've been proudly locally owned and operated and have been serving our community for over 50 years. ABC, always be comfortable. Call me, 217-352-5400 to book your appointment today or go to abcheatingandac.com.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
From computer systems to brakes and tires too, at PDR, fixing cars is what they do. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 or use their dedicated text-only line at 383-0619. Additional information, including repair quotes and online scheduling requests, available from the website at pdrauto.com. Remember, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
This is State Representative Adam Niemer coming to you with an important message. Far-left special interest groups are targeting me because I am standing up for you. I was removed from the ballot over a clerical error, just like what they're trying to do to President Trump, and like him, I'll never surrender. I am pro-life, pro-family, and pro-Second Amendment. I am proud to be one of seven to vote against allowing illegals to become police officers. I am in the fight of my life, and I need your help. Please write me in, Adam Niemer, for State Representative in the 102nd District on your primary ballot. Paid for by Committee to Elect Adam Niemer.
Fine visit.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.